What's up, guys? Had a chance to watch the tape, obviously, long plane ride home, and then more today with our coaching staff. And very tough loss, but there's a lot of good things on that tape. You know, as a coach, you go through the disappointment of losing the game, and then you watch the tape and you go through more the technical ends of things. And is it still disappointing? Yeah, it's very disappointing, but there's a lot of good stuff on that tape. And things that we can build off of, you know, the resolve of our guys, not only yesterday in the game, but the resolve throughout this season, all the stuff that's been thrown at them. I think it speaks to the kind of character in that locker room. The team continues to come together more and more, and I think that's going to be critical in the second half of the season. Hopefully we get some of these guys back healthy, you know, Deshaun and Carl and those guys little by little, and can be you know, it can be some good things, but there's some positive things going on with this team. We just need to keep building on that. We'll get back to work on Wednesday. We got a little bit extra time, one extra day to play a good Dolphins team, and looking forward to it. So anything I can help you with?
You mentioned Deshaun and Carl and also Doug Martin. Can you give us status updates on those?
Sure. Probably Deshaun is the furthest along in the process. Then I'd say probably, you know, Doug and Carl, I'm not sure. We're going to have to just wait and see how that comes. But hopefully we get a chance to see them both back playing, you know, this season.
Are all three still in play for next Monday?
I don't know if Carl is. Yeah, Carl would not be in play for next Monday. Right now, Doug and Deshaun definitely are.
Seeing what Mike James was able to do yesterday, does that change things at all in terms of the urgency of getting Doug back or trying to get him back?
No. I think we want as many quality football players on the active 53 and or on the 46 on game day that we can. I mean, that's how you win games. Certainly with the emergence of Mike, and I thought as we went in the beginning part of the season, he got more and more comfortable. Then when he got opportunities, he showed what he can do. So it's going to be a good thing to know we have two quality running backs that can run the football, along with Brian Leonard, who I think really has a really good niche. So that's promising.
Coach, with 205 yards on the ground yesterday, how much of that do you attribute to Jamon Meredith, who was pretty successful last year during that stretch when Doug really took off? I mean, looking at the film, do you attribute a lot of the success yesterday to Jamon being there, or is it more scheme and technique?
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. I thought the whole line blocked as well as they have all year. I think Jamon was part of that line and did a good job. And I do think that Mike James ran the ball. You know, one of the things that was the most promising, there was no negative plays, no negative runs. So it was all positive runs. Whether it was just a gain of one, it was still no second and 11s, 12s, 13s as far as related to the run game. And I think that's what gave us a chance early on. You know, third down, we put ourselves in manageable third downs in the first half. We converted them. I thought we did the same thing in the third quarter, and we didn't convert them. Now, some of our pass protection stuff is what kept us from converting them. Early in the game, I thought we protected better than later in the game.
Granted, Russell Wilson is hard to bring down, but you mentioned that yesterday, that there were some plays there in that second half where we just couldn't get to him. Is it something that has a scheme, or guys just have to step up? Because the pass rush was there early in the season, be it linebackers, and it's not there now. Had a in the second half.
We had some breakdowns where the person responsible for contain, setting the edge of the defense, you know, there was three opportunities where whether he throws it or we sack him, I don't know what's going to happen, but he gets rid of it and it's not going to be complete because it's not when he wants to throw it. But we had a breakdown where on three different occasions where you know, critical occasions too, that we have to just, you know, the details of running it and doing your job. But there was a lot of good stuff, you know, that we did defensively. But those critical ones are what stand out because that's what costs you the game when you're playing a guy like Russell Wilson. Gives him an opportunity to come back.
When you look at the third downs yesterday, I think it was 8 of the first 9 converted on. I mean, you mentioned being in more manageable third downs, but did you see something different defensively in what they did on those last 6?
Well, it's still not like we had unmanageable third downs later in the game. We didn't protect as well. There's open receivers. Mike just doesn't have time to get rid of the football, which it's, you know, they have one of the better pass rushing teams in the National Football League. They rolled waves of guys at you. We held up better early, and then they kind of tweaked what they were doing a little bit on the perimeter, and they got the best of us.
You seem to have pretty aggressive play calling throughout the game, specifically a jump pass, onside kicks, direct snaps, reverses. But in the critical moments, specifically at the end of the second quarter and the end of the fourth quarter, why not stay aggressive when you seem like you have something building there and with seemingly nothing to lose at 0-7?
Well, I look at every game as a one-game season, so there's a win and a loss to be had, so I don't take that approach. At the end of the second half, or at the end of the first half, I didn't think it was prudent. I didn't think it was a good – they had just scored. We're up 21-0. Now it's 21-7. There's no reason to make it 21-10 or 21-14 by giving them the football. We didn't have good field position. At the end of the game, I thought we continued to be aggressive. Aggressive reverse may seem aggressive or some kind of jump pass, but I think aggressive can be in a lot of different ways. The thing that we were mentioning about the third down – We had some guys open on some different plays that we haven't shown, and we just couldn't get the ball off. So to me, when you're calling, a lot of times as a play caller, you keep some things in your holster for the end of the game, second half and end of the game, fourth quarter. I thought Sully, both he and Bill, did the good job of holding something back. Unfortunately, we just didn't execute it, but it was something they hadn't seen, and it was open. We just didn't protect.
The first game that you've had a lead entering the second half, mm-hmm. And what do you think it is? That is it a combination of things that this team hasn't been able to be more effective in that second half and beyond?
Well, that's an age-old question. When you're not winning, and when you're winning, it kind of just happens. I've been on both ends of that stick. When you're not winning, when things start to go against you, especially on the road in that environment. I think it's natural for and you can't have that, And I think one of the things by staying aggressive in your play calling and just building that feeling, but you gotta, it's a chicken or the egg kind of, and when you're having a tough stretch, we just got to get over that hump and get that first one. And I do believe that, we'll get going. Cause as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of positive things, a lot of guys who are doing things, I mentioned Mike James. I thought Tim Wright, again, four games in a row, has done a really good job of executing his job. And then, most importantly, Mike Glennon. I thought going into that environment and, really, I said it yesterday, veteran-like, was not at all intimidated. I thought he did a very good job. Again, a quarterback rating of, above 120. Those are things that are, getting us excited and encouraged, because three games without an interception, that's what we have to do. That's how we have to play the game. And I'm mad at myself for not getting us there sooner. But that was a good football team in their house. We got to build on that. Now, what you can't do is come back and say, that was good, good effort, and there's no moral victories. There's one team that wins and one that loses, and we lost. So we got to find a way to win this game Monday night. Now, we can build off the positives, but we got to correct the things we didn't do well and keep going.
Next step for Mike to probably next step for everyone, to have one of those drives at the end of a game and kind of get that, not under his belt. Under his belt. Mm-hmm. That take over a game later. Because he's managing great. He's playing, handling things great, making a lot of passes.
Yeah. I think exactly. I think more than managing, like that game management thing is, manager thing is kind of a left-handed compliment a lot of times to a quarterback, and he's doing a heck of a lot more than that. That end of game, we had receivers open, and he was ready to deliver the ball. One time we get run over, and the guy goes right into his legs. And that's not one of those things that you can anticipate and slide up in the pocket. It's unfortunate, because I think that drive, he was going to do that. And, we get it out to almost midfield before the end of regulation. And then we have a third down in the overtime that, it's there, and we just can't get it off. So, yeah, he's got to do it, but I think it's we all got to do it. It's not Mike.
There's such a fine line between winning and losing games decided by 3 points or less, of course. What goes into flipping some of those in your direction in the future?
Well, in reference to the same question, I think you just got to do it. You prepare and you have all that in the bank, all the preparation that you've done. once you do it, it gets easier to do. And, you know, all the teams, you know, you look back when Seattle started their journey, you know, they weren't doing it right away and they got better. We looked at a team that, you know, plays the game very much like we'd like to play it. Very physical, very aggressive in all three phases, offense, defense, special teams. And that's why that was a very important game for us going out there. You know, they play the way that we want to play. And, you know, unfortunately, for whatever many minutes, 58 minutes, we did it better than they did, but they did it better when it counted and they won the game. So something we can learn again. And but I'm confident with the guys in our locker room and the coaches upstairs, we'll get it turned.
By and large, the perception of the team in the locker room is they were loose going out to Seattle. They weren't down. They were confident to a fault. Coming back from Seattle on that plane ride, what was the feeling of the team on that plane?
Disappointment, number one. Anticipation to get to do it again. You know, we got to wait an extra day, but the team can't wait to get back and play. I think, you know, they're excited about some of the things that are happening right now, both in the locker room and on the field. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, I think it's a team that's coming together more and more here as we go, and we just need to keep going, you know, get some of these older guys back and now mix them with some of these young guys that have had an opportunity. I think it can really be a good combination. So there's promise, but you got to go out there and win. It's still got to get the win. I'd be remiss if I didn't give my well wishes to both John Fox and Gary Kubiak. You know, two of the really good guys in this business, and they're struggling a little bit right now. So I should always speak for our staff and organization. Our thoughts and prayers are with those guys, and hopefully they'll both make speedy recoveries. Thanks, guys.